Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
done. Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
On your wedding day, you're gonna sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Thank you.
We say that you are great, God.
Joy shall fill my heart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender this service to you, Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, hover over this service. In the name of Jesus, hover over this radio blog, hover over the telephone service, over our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over us. Let there be light. Let your holy light shine in every area of our lives. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let there be light. Holy Ghost, we are totally and completely dependent upon you, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We surrender to you, Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Father, your word says, in everything give thanks. So, Almighty God, we come to thy throne of grace and give you thanks, O God. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for all that you are doing. And we thank you for all that you will do in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you're faithful. We thank you, Lord, that you will always be faithful. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, O God. Father God, pour your glory and grace upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you are the glory and the lifter of our hands. We thank you, Lord, for you daily, Lord, us with benefits. We thank you, Lord, for you bless the work of our hands. We thank you, Lord, because you are a strong tower. We run into you and we are saved. We thank you, Lord, because you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? You are the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? We thank you, Lord, that you've won every battle for us. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue arise against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you for divine provision, O God. We thank you, Lord, for God, an overflow of blessings, O God, in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for making the crooked places straight, making a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you, Lord, seen and unseen, noon and unknown, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for defeating every enemy in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the victory that we have in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for grandchildren. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Lord, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. Lord, you are worthy of honor. And so, Lord, we bless your name. And we praise you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Lord, we thank you for this life, O God. We thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Forgive us. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Have mercy upon our children and grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Mercy, 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 O God. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the works of our hands in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood speak for us. Lord, this morning we soak every water, every food that we will eat through this day and drink that we'll drink through this day. Lord, we soak in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cover our homes. Let the blood of Jesus cover our cars, our dwelling places, oh God, everywhere with our footsteps covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. The blood, of Jesus. Father God, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So this morning we thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, this morning we put on the armor of God and the armor of life. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our spouses. We put the armor on our grandchildren, on each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the armor. We ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and you are the glory within us, oh God. Father, we ask you for divine angelic assistance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, for divine angelic assistance. Father God, we ask you for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Oh God, send your holy angels. Send your holy angels, oh God. Hallelujah. Send your holy angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and protect us and do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Send your holy angels, oh God, to be with us and do your bidding in our lives. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we bless your name. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we worship you. Hallelujah, Ramaste Deria Kurumaste Deria Kurumaste. Huriamaste Deria Kurumaste Deria Kurumaste Deria Kurumaste Deria Kum. Huriamaste Deria Kurumaste Deria Kurumaste. Hallelujah, Ramaste Deria Kurumaste Deria. Huriamaste Deria Kurumaste Deria Kurumaste. Huriamakuria Sanderia Kum. Father God, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God. We thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name. We worship you. And we glorify your name, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please turn your Bibles. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. Please turn your Bibles with me to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Holy Spirit, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Spirit of the living God. And none of me, let me speak in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Let this in godly wisdom and that human wisdom. And Father, I thank you for your word coming forth this morning in Jesus' name. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. Those days when that's what the creditors did. Verse 2, and Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what thou hast in the house. And she said, thy handmaid have not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow the vessels that brought all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and open thy sons and upon thy sons and pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside his food. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, and she said unto her son, then bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came unto the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, pay the debt, and lay thy and thy children off the rest. Hallelujah. And it fell on a day that Elijah passed to show where, okay, let me stop right there. This is a woman, a husband served, was one of the sons of the prophets. Her husband is dead, and her husband has some debt. She goes to Elijah, and we see the end of the story. Elijah said, what do you have in your house? And she tells him, and he tells her what to do. And so after that, she goes to him, and he gives her another advice, to sell the oil, pay your debts, and then you and your children can live off this. Do you think this woman thinks I love about God? What he says he will do, he will do. Even though her husband is dead, even though he owes a debt to this man, but God is faithful. God is faithful. He's not going to let this woman's son be born into born servant, be a slave because of this man's death, because this man, before he served the Lord. And this woman goes to the appropriate place. She goes to Elijah. She doesn't go to someone else. She goes directly to Elijah. She follows Elijah's instructions. And she does what Elijah tells her to do. After she does that, she tells him. And he gave her further instruction to sell the oil and to live off the rest. So when God, not only is she paying up a debt, but God did not leave her just to pay up the debt and do not have anything left. She pays up the debt and then she has more left. What am I saying to you this morning is God is faithful. He's a faithful God. When you wholeheartedly serve the Lord, even when you leave this word, your world, your prayers are still being answered. Hallelujah. When God blesses you, he blesses your bloodline. Hallelujah. This woman's husband serves God. Serve God. When she was wise, she went to the right person, Elijah. She was wise. She did exactly what Elijah told her to do. And look what happened. She paid her debt, and she had money to live on. It's the kind of God we serve. Sometimes when God is giving, said do this and do that, if you know the voice of God, you follow the voice and you do not follow after a strange voice. To know the voice of God, you have to be close to him and intimate with him to know his voice and to know his voice, spending more time with him. So you do not follow the voice of strangers and do some crazy stuff. And there's no result. But when you know that, you know that you know the voice of God. Hallelujah. And you know the voice of God speaking through that prophet. And you listen, and you know that's the voice of God speaking through the prophet, and not because Satan can disguise himself. And you do exactly like the prophet speaking says to do. You will be blessed. What I'm saying to you, call to God, so God first. Don't take it to someone else. Take it to God. Don't take it to friends. But take it to God. Not only will he bless you, but he will bless you exceedingly, abundantly above all that you can think or ask of. A lot of times people hide. They don't let people know what's going on. And therefore, when you're not as honest as you should be, then people cannot be able to step in and help you or even pray for you, because when they pray for you, they pray half-heartedly because you only tell them one thing and you don't tell them the other thing. And so how can the prayers be as effective? That's why we got to come to God naked, tell him exactly what's going on, and so that we can receive the blessings of God. I'm here to tell you, God will continue answering prayers for you. Even after you leave this earth, he will continue answering your prayer. When God blesses you, he blesses your bloodline. Hallelujah. All we have to be in the right position to receive the blessings from God and be obedient in the name of Jesus. There are many of you now, you have blessings that are due, that God is about to release. Are you standing in the right position, posture, to receive the blessings from God? Are you going to do the right thing when you receive the blessings from God? Ask yourself those questions. Ask yourself, because you are going to be blessed. There's no doubt about it. But what are you going to do? Hallelujah. What are you going to do? Will you be blessed? For God has supplied all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Rest assured that God's promises are yes and amen. What he says he will do, he will do it. God bless you.